Mr. Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Thompson for Conference Committee Report for Senate Bill 833.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 833 by Bingman of the Senate and Thompson of the House, an act relating to the environment and natural resources.
Representative Thompson, you're recognized to explain the Conference Committee Report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill requires each state agency to implement an energy efficiency and conservation plan.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, I noticed on page 2 that we're requiring them to provide a preference for the utilization of alternative energy sources. Why do we want to do a preference for alternative energy sources when we've got perfectly good energy sources right now?
Well, natural gas is included as an alternative energy source, and on line 4 of page 2, you'll notice that agencies shall make every effort. Something's available, but.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Well, yes, I see natural gas is included in wind and hydrogen and geothermal and solar and biofuels. I don't see nuclear, and I don't see oil. So, and nuclear is certainly an alternative energy, and one day oil may be with all these others, but why would we not include nuclear energy?
Well, as you know, I've supported nuclear energy. This is just primarily of trying to get our state agencies to become more efficient. As you know, if we're going to have a nuclear facility in the state of Oklahoma, once it gets through the process of the EPA regs and so forth, that could take 10 to 12 years.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you. Last follow-up. I guess my point is reducing energy consumption and becoming efficient oftentimes has little to do with much more expensive sources of energy, such as solar and wind and things of that nature. Those cost much more, so isn't that a bit contradictory to say we want to encourage you to use wind power, but we want you to cut cost?
No, we'd want them to make every effort to try to find a way to provide conservation and save money within the state agencies, and we're putting some suggestions out there. Along with a lot of good Oklahoma natural gas.
Representative Kiesel for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, can you explain to us why this conference committee substitute removes the language that sets the goals for 10%, 20%, 30%, and also removes the language that would remit some of the savings back to these state agencies to give them an incentive to increase their energy efficiency?
Absolutely. Those were some compromises, I guess, that was made in the Senate. I received this from the Senate. On meeting those energy efficiency standards, there was going to be, I want to say, is a $500,000 fiscal impact whenever we're having a big budget shortfall. What was your other question, Representative Kiesel?
The portion of the substitute that removes the language dealing with allowing a certain amount of those savings to be remitted to the state agency itself.
And that possibility is still available. They're going to do it more interagency type because a portion of it was supposed to go back to the agency, then a portion either back to the state coffers or DCS. DCS is going to work with the state agencies to provide those incentives.
Representative Kiesel for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And Representative, I like your idea here because I think a lot of it came from a bill that I'd had several years ago. But don't you think that without the goals and without the statutory incentives that we're really creating an energy efficiency plan where these state agencies should be practicing energy efficiency anyways, and that by setting specific targets and by allowing those savings to be remitted to the agency, that we would reap greater savings to the state of Oklahoma?
From the fiscal analysis that we saw, there was question to that, and with the current budget year, we didn't want to have anything that had a fiscal impact. This is a step in the right direction to start motivating our state agencies to create a conservation plan and start saving the state money.
Representative Kiesel for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, if the budget picture is better next year, would you join me in running legislation that would set those specific targets as well as allowing for a mechanism outside of interagency, but a statutory mechanism for some remittances of those savings to go back to state agencies?
I'll definitely look at it with you. And, you know, obviously that was the original intent of when we first started with the bill.
Representative Morgan for a question.
Representative Thompson, I kind of like what you headed to do here. I'm curious, what happens if one of these agencies don't have anybody that has the knowledge within their agency to figure out? I mean, some of this is pretty technical stuff, I would think, and does that mean they go out and hire a consultant to come in and work with them inside their agency?
Not necessarily, and that's why, first off, they can work with people from the Department of Central Services. And we also, on line 4, page 2, we said, each agency shall make every effort. Now, they can use outside consultants if they can afford them right now. I don't know if that would be the circumstances, but we didn't want to bind their hands, but we wanted to begin the process of having.
Representative Morgan for a follow-up.
So one of the responses from an agency might be just a letter saying, we don't have the expertise, we've looked at it, we just don't know what to do. Would that suffice in the fact that had notified them that,
you know,
they didn't know what to do?
Shall make every effort. We kept that very vague and broad, so...
Representative Kern for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, does this bill require any new FTEs?
No, it does not require any. There is mention of a possibility of a new FTE with the Department of Central Services that has that expertise, but it doesn't require.
Representative Kern for a follow-up.
So then the original bill did call for an FTE, didn't it?
But this there was a fiscal impact. We did talk about having an FTE along with, you know, the state agency having to spend money in order to do one of these types of conservation plans, and so that's why we made a lot of changes.
Representative Kern for a question.
So then all this bill does is encourage our state agencies to be to conserve energy.
Is correct. And as mentioned earlier, we just gave some suggestions of possibilities, way that they could conserve energy.
Representative Ombe for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, just want to make sure I understand here. There's been some question. How many employees are we, these agencies, going to have to hire here? What are we talking about adding employees, what the cost is going to be? Is there any way to determine that?
They won't necessarily have to hire anyone. They would assign it to a current employee now. As you know, state agencies, folks who are working there, they can assign it to an employee there. If they feel like they need outside help, they can go to the Department of Central Services. Department of Central Services will also be required to help them as well. But as far as each agency hiring a new state employee, that would be very difficult considering that we don't provide any funding for that.
Representative Ombe for a follow-up.
Well, again, I just wanted, in looking at the financial or fiscal analysis here, it does talk about that at an estimated cost of $75,000 annually. So would that be up to the agency whether or not they wanted to do that? I mean, how do they determine that?
I believe the employee would go to the Department of Central Services. The employee would go to the Department of Central Services if that determination ends up moving forward.
Representative Ombe for a question.
So you're just talking basically maximum of one employee is what you'd be talking about if you needed that, or would there be several in different agencies?
If it was going to be several in different agencies, that would be reflected in the fiscal analysis. We would be talking about one if they're able to move forward with it.
Representative Morgan for a question.
President Thompson, I'm sorry I didn't ask you this a while ago, but a statement was made during some debate I had earlier this week or last week about there's no penalty in this bill. I guess if the agency chooses not to supply that information or file that report, there's really nothing that can be done there?
Correct. We don't have any type of repercussions stated in this bill.
Representative Cox for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think it was Representative Ombe. This is kind of along those same lines. The fiscal impact DCS reports that it will require a minimum of one FTE at an estimated cost of $75,000. But in looking at the budget bill, they took a 7% decrease. So I just wonder if that $75,000 is budgeted into their budget bill.
No.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Thompson moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adopting the CCR, please indicate by saying aye. All opposed, please indicate by saying nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 833 by Bingman of the Senate and Thompson of the House, an act relating to the environment and natural resources.
Representative Thompson moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative DeWitt votes aye. Representative Peters votes aye. Representative Shelton votes aye. Representative Jones votes aye. Representative McMullen votes aye. Representative Terrell votes aye. Representative Offit votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
97 aye, 1 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.